things cannot be long hidden. The sun, the moon, and the truth. So tonight, the truth is going to be unfiltered and full of flavor. Please welcome Dana McCool and Eric Raimondo, bringing you the Smoking Truth. Happy Friday. Wow, that's different.
Right? That's the mood that we're bringing today.
All right, everyone. All right, so listen, hey, everyone, please don't forget to follow us like always. Check us out. We're always trying to come with something a little bit different. It's been a little crazy. I know we haven't.
We've not been consistent. We need to address that.
I know we haven't been consistent enough, and it just I was just saying earlier.
Stop! You're getting the wrinkle right there.
No. I just feel like I'm just getting pulled in a lot of different directions, and I'm getting spread thin. So I'm just trying to kind of figure it all out right now. I mean, like last week, I know you weren't available.
I was in New York,
but I was still going to run into a problem regardless because I was running into a problem already on Friday. I was like, so it just so happened. I was like, okay. So, anyways, I'm just
don't people that demand of you know that you're famous in this area and that we need to give the people what they want.
No, they don't. Oh, so, but anyways, that's kind of just
highly unfortunate.
Yeah, just that's where things are at. Anyways, so here we are. Yep.
Who's your lover?
Well. Surprise, surprise. I got a Laranja. Anyways, OG.
Espinosa Laranja Blue.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, Espinosa, all the way, baby. All the way.
He makes good stuff.
Uncle Daddy can't hear me talk about that, though.
I was...
Uncle Daddy Skip. When I say Uncle Daddy, can that be memorialized that we understand who I'm talking about?
Sure.
Okay. Uncle Daddy Skip, you're Uncle Daddy. All right, okay. I just outed him, but I don't care. He doesn't care.
No.
Uncle Daddy gives no fucks. And I told you this, I'm going to tell you again.
Yeah.
I wish Uncle Daddy could come to Volusia, fight all my political fights for me just for like a month.
Mm.
We'd put that shit out real quick.
Would be very interesting.
Yeah.
Or you'd get arrested. It could go either way.
That's okay. I'd go down with Uncle Daddy.
Can I tell you, OG, I'm inclined to believe get arrested is definitely right.
Yeah, I think so too.
So listen, I'm not doing Kabuki Theater this evening.
What's going on that you're all like looking all Miss Platinum McCool, looking a little fine. Yeah, thank you very much. Do we have a whistle thing that's going on over there? No.
We do have a new sound on the soundboard. I'll try to work it in.
I am attending ERAU's Blue and Gold Bald Gala this evening.
Oh, that's right. They do one every year. I forget what it is because it's been a little bit.
This is going to benefit the athletes. That's why. Hold on a minute.
Oh, you got your sneakers on. Whoa.
Yeah, with a black cocktail gown.
Okay, all right.
So I'm kinda, down. Did you see those kicks? They're like...
Yeah, no, I saw.
The juxtaposition.
Like, they look like you just bought them like today.
No, tell you this?
Yeah.
These are about 6 years old, sitting in a box in my closet. You can't get these anymore.
They look good.
I've never worn them before.
You remind me. So when I was growing up, right, some of my cousins, you know, grew up in certain neighborhoods, right? And certain kids from certain... I grew up mostly in the suburbs most of my life. I would always travel into the neighborhoods that were whatever because...
Whatever.
It's a little sketch. The ghetto, whatever you want to call it, the projects. Because I had family that was living there, and it is what it is. So, but I would go there, and these kids, and I get it 100% because when you don't have a lot, you got that one thing. And these kids would treat their sneakers like gold to the point where, God forbid, you got the slightest thing that you know you could take your finger and go like this. Clean that up real quick. No. Them's fighting. Them's fighting actions. And so these kids would just sit there and like, you know, and like it was, so that's what that reminds me of. And they'd have them looking like that for at least a good solid 2 years. Like you just gone and... Anyways, my point
is... Those kids are now successful.
They might be. They are. It's possible. They might be. Well, there's probably one or two that are definitely not, because I can think of two that probably they went to jail by now. But my point is that's so like 6 years ahead of my box.
So as part of my sickness as a female, if I find something I like, I buy two of them. One for preservation.
Okay.
And one for wearing.
Do you know that? So my wife kind of... It's funny you say that. So I have a pair of shoes.
All the women that I
have pairs of shoes that I love to wear all the time, mm-hmm. right? They're my favorite ones.
Which ones are they?
The ones I'm actually kind of wearing right now. The black ones, and I have a pair of brown ones, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I haven't gotten around because I don't wear sneakers anymore unless I'm going to the gym. Mm-hmm. And then if I do wear some, I'll use like the
Sperry or some
the Sperry type or whatever it is. Yeah. The Vans. I use the Vans laceless, right? Because I love the slip-ons. I love them.
That's old shit right there. You're getting old.
No, but you can say what you want, but I'm loving it.
I did.
Easy to get on. Get a pair of shorts on. You can wear a pair of jeans. You can do whatever. Anyways, it's great. But anyways, I don't wear sneakers anymore. It's just not my thing. And so, so my wife is the one who told me, I know how much you love wearing your shoes. You probably should get like another pair to have mm-hmm. so you can interchange them so they last longer. Like, I've had these already for about 8 months, but I'm also, my feet, the way they're designed, thank you, God, that I just beat the living daylights out of my shoes whenever mm-hmm. I get them.
Right.
So I'm constantly always trying to find a good pair this way. And they have to have a certain look to them, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they got to be slip-on,
mm-hmm.
unless I'm dressing up, right? Then it's a classic dress shoe. I can't wear it. Anyway, but for these, I always wear slip-on, and it has to have a certain look to it, and I get real stupid picky. And my wife's just looking at me like, oh, my God. So I go, no, I just got to order, like, either DSW, or I go to Amazon. I'm like, honey, I found them at Amazon, so I'm going to order, like, another pair, because you never know. They could go out of stock, and then you're done for it, and it's like, then Eric's going to go crazy all over again, trying to find another. Anyways, so.
Thanks for sharing, Eric.
All right, listen, that was my level of excitement.
All right,
today.
Listen, I've been reading some social media regarding the smoking truth.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
We have some unhappy people that were not addressing the east side enough.
Okay.
All right, so I want to get into something right away on
Good.
The east side.
Go ahead.
Congratulations, Mayor Bill Partington and the city of Ormond Beach.
Oh, yes.
For saying no thank you on the golf course. I just want to stand up and say right now, thank you for listening to the people, to the planning and zoning about this, because we all know what's happening, Mayor Partington, and we really appreciate your team standing up to development. Yeah. I think that you guys, along with a couple of other developments that have been denied lately, I think that maybe we're turning the tide in Volusia County, except for with the county people. They know who they are. Yeah, we'll get into that in a minute, okay? Because I've been to a couple county meetings that I want to share about.
Yeah, please, by all means.
So thank you, Ormond Beach. We really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, I listen, so as most people know, there's a threat of looking at, you know, golf courses, and I don't know. Some I've heard some telling me that in some of these communities, they're either paying for themselves, or we do well enough, we can maintain it or whatever. And then there are some who are owners of them, and they're just going like, we're not making enough money. But, man, I can make a ton of money if I threw a bunch of apartments on there, right?
Yep.
And that's the threat nowadays. And so, you know, all I'll say is push back, folks. Push back where you need to and stick with it. It's important
mm-hmm.
because I have, as much as I, and you and I talked about this before, as much as I understand what the idea and concept behind the Live Local bill was, there's a lot about it I do not like.
Yep.
I think it's... It's problematic, and I think what's happening is it's going to change the face of a lot of our communities. So don't be surprised when people start asking about talking about conservation, when you start seeing some of these counties like really trying to figure out, and folks mm-hmm. in those counties trying to figure out what else can we conserve as part of the wildlife corridor, because they're just trying to push back as much as they possibly can on some of these development projects and say, nope, you cannot build there. I told you I talked to Tracy, right? I got to get
your
number.
Yeah.
I know that you guys, anyway, something you and I talked about.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
So congratulations to folks in Ormond Beach, man. Definitely, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
we appreciate that.
Yeah.
I want to also talk about the First Amendment. Uncle Ronnie's not happy right now.
I haven't been paying attention.
Okay,
as much,
that's okay.
Yeah, but if you jog my memory, I'll probably.
Ron DeSantis said that Satanism is not a religion, even though it is. It's registered. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So he passed a bill that would allow chaplains in schools.
Love that bill. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
But he got to let all the chaplains in. So I'm just saying.
I hear you, but not when they're teaching. Not when they're teaching evil.
Unintended consequences.
And listen, it's a real thing.
It is
a real thing. And I'll tell you this: this is one of the reasons why I love what I see happening, which is this move away from
everybody griping about public schools and this, that, and the other, moving to other in other directions. And I'm telling you, because I'm sick and I'm getting over a lot of it. And so that particular bill, right? That particular bill, I love it because it gives the schools the option that if they want to go that route, not Satanism and evil and all that nonsense, but if you want to go down that path, you can use a chaplain instead of some sort of, you know, instead of one of these psychotherapists or whatever you want to call them anyways. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not trying to demean them, but it's just, you know, my point is that a doctor of this type, okay, psychologist, should not be the only person that kids can run to. If a parent feels that a child, you know, is a local pastor or whatever, can help as well, too. In some of these, not in all, but in some of these instances, I think why not have the option available? So, I agree. I know that they quote unquote registered as a religion, but it is downright evil. And
Rasta, you know, any religion, Santeria.
Yeah,
everything.
The Santeria stuff is garbage. I know people subscribe to it, but it's just garbage. It flies straight in the faith, in the face of a lot of, you know, faith in this Christianity. Yeah,
is Christianity the only faith?
What happened? Is it the only faith?
Is Christianity the only faith that is acceptable in a school setting? And this is a trick question.
I'm coming down more and more where I'm at, and I know there's going to be a lot of folks who disagree, and I'm mm-hmm. going to just tell you that while I believe in respecting everybody's opinions, that where I'm leaning towards more and more every day on just a lot of stuff that's coming across my wire and in front of my eyes is that, yeah, that's where I'm at.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll respect you. You can have your belief. That's fine. But that's kind of where I'm at. Yeah.
So I asked that question to say this.
Yes, ma'am.
There's no religion that belongs in school. Religion should be brought up with families, because here we talk about parental rights, right? Parental responsibilities. Religion should be left at home. It has no place in schools. Period. End of sentence.
Well, then what you're going to run into is what I see is going to happen is eventually is you're going to see a lot of people just start to say, okay, I'll move my kid out then. That's
okay.
It. We're done.
Okay.
And then we'll leave the public schools to deal with whatever's left over.
Okay. You know what? Because here's the thing to begin with. School, you know, when schools became a shit show, when politics got involved with school.
Well,
you have an amendment right in front of us right now that's going to vote. You're going to vote to make school board elections partisan. Thank you to our great governor.
You want my honest opinion where I'm at now?
Yeah.
I say do away with school boards altogether.
Okay. So here's what I'm saying right now.
And if you want getting
here's
elected.
Here's what I'm saying right now.
Yeah.
That, F that. Okay. Because here's what's going to happen. Unintended consequences. What are you going to do with all the NPAs?
So what I would.
What are you going to do with the NPAs that vote for school? NPA parents. What are you going to do with them?
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan. My point in saying all that, the reason why I just said what I said is I see where we're going down. Mm-hmm. And if that's the way it's going to be, then I'd rather just get rid of all school boards to begin with. Because school boards have been political for a long time already. They have been. And especially up in places like, even when I was growing up in New Jersey, they were always very political. And so it's just something that is just spreading further and further out. And so if you leave it to me, I'm saying get rid of every school board in the 67 counties because they're not necessary. And I would have an elected superintendent. And the people
so
can vote
I'm gonna
for
tell you something.
Superintendent.
Do you know who's against it,
oh.
too?
Oh.
I talked to my shorty friend.
Yep.
And I also talked to, remember who we said that needs to be the mom of Volusia County?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You remember who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I talked to her too.
Yeah.
Okay. Neither affiliated with my party.
They
said it's the stupidest crap ever. It's going to have unintended consequences.
I believe it's going to have unintended consequences. And I, so that's
that
where
I'm. Cellophane off the table, if you would.
Yeah.
Because that sounds terrible through the microphone.
Oh. All
the crinkle, 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 crinkle.
So sorry.
I was listening to something. Anyways, I'm sorry.
I'll pick it up one
of them. OG, I'm sorry. You're right.
No, I'd rather be in the floor.
Look. Politics is politics, and
it is
creeping into a lot of different things that probably don't need to creep into, and I do worry about how far we go with some of these things.
And we were never here until we had a certain person at the State House. We have never been in this crappy of a position.
Well, I would
divisiveness.
Just,
let me put it that way.
What I'll just say is, look, I think it's just because
your wrongness. Just
somebody
there
is
wrongness.
No. Well, somebody's taking a firm stand on it. Everybody's always been a little kind of squeamish about what to do with it and so forth. But I think this person's just taking a stand now. Whether that's right or wrong, time's going to tell. I will say this on my part. I will tell you that I would rather just go ahead and do away with school boards altogether. I think they're a waste of time.
either put them under the county or just have or just stop and just have an elected superintendent in all 67 counties and then be done with it. I think it's just a waste of time. More salaries for more people that half of them don't even do crap anyways. I mean, I hear some of the garbage. Like, I got the one school board member out in the east side who wants people to pay for certain stupid dues. And I'm trying to really cord muscle myself.
I asked them about that.
Yeah.
They were at a thing that I was at.
Yeah.
Okay? And I asked, she says she's going to come on the show.
Yeah.
Okay? I didn't get her on with Shane. So I asked her about that. I said, why am as a liberal, why do I want to pay for this conservative BS? And this is what was the first thing that was said to me. Well, just take the word conservative out of it. And I said, what the fuck are you talking about? Just take the word. It's the thing. You can't take the thing out of the thing.
So I'll tell people this. There's already a school board association. If you don't like it, Republicans have really been taken to task on Democrats in a lot of different ways in Florida. Mm-hmm. Be active in a school board association. Mm-hmm. Why are we having to create another organization just for like conservatives? Like, no, be active. I mean, so they may be deeply entrenched, but whose fault is that? Mm-hmm. You guys let us slip through the cracks, and that's it is what it is. So get involved in school board association. But once again, I go back to, if we didn't have school boards, we wouldn't have all this garbage. And just select the superintendent, we're done.
That's right.
And I'm getting tired of this. Uncle Ron would be running. And it's not just in here, although I see shenanigans happening around here too. There's a lot of people who are full of crap on our school board. And I'll just say that there is also other counties I'm seeing the same thing little by little. And it's just, it's nonsense already.
Can you just tell Ron to back that off, please?
Yeah. Stay out of it. We'll see where things end up with him. I'd prefer not to go down that. But look, and there's gonna be Republicans, but I tell people all the time, listen to y'all out there, whether you realize this or not, I'm way beyond that. There's something bigger than just being Republican, and it is a part of me, but it does not define me. And I'm gonna tell you right now, we're going down a path. I think it just creates more and more divisiveness. But I'm gonna tell everybody, you know what? Then you guys, you do you.
I'm not playing that game. That's why I am bipartisan Betty.
Yeah.
Call me that. You know what I mean? I get knocked around all the time about my friendships with Republicans, and I'm like, you understand, there's a difference when political opposition or friends, because they don't subscribe to the extremism on either side.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like we're honest with one another in saying, no, this is just BS. I tried to have a conversation today, okay, on a certain group. Right,
yeah.
That I'm active on, and it's a political group, okay, full of everybody.
Yeah.
It's the rainbow of political, it's the rainbow goulash, as it were, okay. So I made this post because there's been a lot going on for me, politically and socially.
Yeah.
And when I say social, I mean with my constituency in the last probably 10 days.
Okay.
Yep. So I just said, with the passing of the great Dickie Betts, which we all need to take some, hold on a minute.
Shh. Okay. Moment of silence.
That was some Southern rock royalty there. You know what I mean?
All right.
Do you know Dickie Betts?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
But I'm going to let you have your moment, though, because
Dickie Betts was guitarist, vocalist, an integral part of the Allman Brothers Band.
Oh, okay.
He is the one that sang Rambling Man, yep. Blue Sky. He did this incredible guitar work.
Rambling Man. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. That's his thing. Jessica, props. All of that guitar. Anyways.
Fist pump in the air. Props. Yeah. Okay, got it.
And I just made this post that said, can we all just grab our stuff, go to a big field, smoke some cigars, and listen to the Allman Brothers Band.
Awesome.
Okay? You know what somebody put?
No.
Yeah, as long as you don't bring Democrats. And somebody else said something to that, and I'm just like, I said to myself, to one of the admins, because I called him later, Gigi.
Yeah.
I called him later, and I'm like, dude, I wondered how long it would be before somebody just went sideways. And I told them, I said, thanks for leveling down and making this political. It wasn't political. It was about, let's step outside for a moment and catch a breath of fresh air.
I know.
But no, people can't help themselves. It is such poor impulse control is what it is. And this is the crap. Being divisive is like their hobby, their mantra, their religion. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Being divisive. Not being politically active.
Yeah.
And I just look at them like, bless your heart.
Yeah, I mean, and once again, I go back to, I'll say this, that look, it doesn't mean that from time to time I'm not going to play team sport because I believe something that I believe in philosophically is like, okay, I need to push back a little bit. But it's just, there comes a point where it's just like, everything is about politics.
Mm-hmm. And it's
so,
not.
So can I tell you this week, it's something that's not politics, something that somebody's doing, and bless her, man, honestly, is our dear friend, Commissioner Stacey Cantu.
She's a firebomb.
So she was, so Stacey's been, I mean, I'm going to give props to her on this one. And I was helping her out a little bit with some of the things, just where I could behind the scenes. But props to her because she's been fighting for this for a long time. So in that LPGA area as you're going by where Champions Gates, all and all that area where your son lives.
The bad word.
Cell service is horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
I know.
So she approached me about a year ago to see if I could, you know, help with trying to get some of the carriers on board because they wanted, you know, they wanted to purchase this property and, or whatever, and put a tower up and the whole shebang. I said, yeah. So I called the carriers and I told them, hey, I need you guys to really help out and get on board. They got crappy cell service. Okay. And they're like, okay, Eric, no problem. So did that. They went to the, you know, they got their contractor to put the tower up, this, that, and the other. And this week it's been all, last week has been all about my conversation with her and just trying to get everybody on board. Like, who's going to be first, right? AT&T, is it T-Mobile, is it Verizon, whatever it may be, right? And then she called me up behind the scenes and said, Stacey, I'm sorry if I'm kind of outing you a little bit, but I really, this is props to you because she was just sticking with it the whole time. Anyways, and so long story short, Verizon Wireless is the first one. I reached out to my folks at Verizon because I thought, at first, we thought some other carrier was going to be the first one. And so I kind of used that to like for the other carriers. Hey, listen, I just want you to know, this carrier's planning on being the first one. They already got the permits in and, you know, this, that, and the other and whatever. And they're like, oh, my God, really? Okay. So finally, anyways, Verizon stepped up to the plate and really pushed through hard. AT&T is coming on board shortly. I think they're really pushing now because they know, and they're getting it from both sides. They're getting it from Stacey, but they're also, I'm calling them as well, too, because I've known these people for a number of years. And I'll call them and say, hey, I need help, please. And so, and then T-Mobile is working out some stuff, I think. I don't know if there's a misunderstanding there on which tower. But anyways, the point is that those folks, for those of you who may be listening, or if you know somebody lives in that area of LPGA, please let them know the cell services is coming, and you all can thank Commissioner Cantu for that one because she's been pushing real hard for that, and so I just want to give props to her on that. So she's rock
solid. Absolutely. You know, I talked with her this week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I called her.
Okay, go.
I let loose about, I don't know, 20 seconds of bad words. Okay. After my visit to county chambers.
Her poor ears. Yeah. Oh.
Look, okay, come,
come on. I know.
Come on.
Man. I know. I'm only, anyways, it's okay.
Come on.
I'm only giving a little bill shaggy. I know.
I need to gather myself. Yeah. After that. And I told her, and I'm going to say it out loud right now because I need other people to get behind me. She needs to run for county commissioner. Do you know why? She is very prolific in things that matter in the community. Yeah. Our veterans.
Yeah.
Our kids.
Yeah.
She gets stuff done. She doesn't mess around. She digs in. She does the homework.
Yeah.
She's my soul sister.
Yeah.
She really is. I admire her, and I told her, you need to run for county. And, you know, she and I have talked a lot of times about how she did her first campaign, which I admire, a dollar at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So admirable of her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it brings me up to this, okay? Right now, we have a fishing expedition or exploration of putting a motocross facility in.
I know.
Okay?
I know.
So, I just want to say that, listen, it's a good idea, but it's not a good idea to use my money. You go to a private enterprise, because here's the thing, $10 million would go a long way for some other stuff that we might need to think about, right? $10 million, that's a lot of money. That would go towards some, it would be beneficial in other areas. So I have a real problem with that, trying to use ECHO money. Nope.
Yeah.
No, that's taxpayer money still.
Yeah.
That's not what we did. And it is very disappointing to me that that is what these men on the county council thought was the most pressing thing that we could use $10 million for. What that shows me is a lack of diversity in thinking up there. I've been to county now two times now in the last month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, over the issue with the 3-day waiting period.
Yep. Yep.
And I just really, I don't know, WTF. You know what I mean? I see development getting escorted on through the door.
Mm-hmm.
I see, it's concerning to me that they think that this is the most pressing thing. And I'm going to tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a big lesson going, well, these gentlemen are, they're respectful, they're professional. Okay. Mm-hmm. I just take issue with Danny. I love him. He's mm-hmm. my brother.
Yeah.
He really is. He's my sibling. I love him. I would stand beside him in war. I would. Yeah. But I think the immaturity and the too much testosterone peeking through, the way he's ramming stuff through, and there's no collaboration. It's about what Danny wants. It's about what Danny says. It's about, you know, they're going to take my guns. It's about, that's not maturity there to me. That lacks a boldness in failing to protect our most vulnerable residents. And I'm just going to say that right now. That's my position. And I'm more disappointed after talking to some people, Republicans, pointedly, mm-hmm. men and women Republicans. Nobody took issue with the 3-day waiting period for private sales, except for the fact that they had to vote as Republicans, and party meant more to them
mm-hmm.
than, and I can't tell you how I know that,
yeah,
but I know that 100%. Republican politics meant more than protecting the constituency, and I have a problem with that. If they wanted it really to be something for the people, they would have put it for a vote to the people. But here's the thing. The feds have closed a loophole on that. Danny swears it's Swiss cheese, and I swear to God, if I didn't think I'd get arrested, I was going to send him a big-ass stinky pack of Swiss cheese. Then I was like, you know, somewhere in there, there's some law I'm going to be breaking, you know, yeah. And I was just like, I didn't do it, so I'll give it to him in person. I'm disappointed. I will tell you this. Yeah. I'm disappointed in one person in particularly mm-hmm. up on the county council mm-hmm. more than I can possibly express.
Mm-hmm.
And at that same turn, I had judged somebody up there way too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to know them over the last couple of weeks. Still disappointed they voted the way on my matter that they did, mm-hmm. but whatever. But this person has... Fuck it. Don Dempsey.
Okay.
I want to just say that. He has surprised me with, maybe it's because I not pay attention to him, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
For a long time.
Yeah.
Because I'm still pissed that Barb's not up there,
yeah.
right? But some of the things that he's tackled, and he's been bold and fearless in tackling, I have to tell you that I am impressed with his stance. He is smart and capable, and you know, I had probably a lot of contempt prior to proper investigation there.
Yeah,
you know,
I think I got to know Don over the last 2 years, and what I'll tell you, two years. I've known Don for about 2 years now, maybe three. And my conversations, you know, with him once in a blue moon privately, I'll tell you, is that regardless of certain issues you may not agree on, obviously. Mm-hmm. Don tends to be a pretty somewhat pragmatic individual. I think there are concerns he sees potentially with development.
Mm-hmm.
I know where Don lives. And what I'll tell you is that I know in his neck of the woods, I'm pretty sure if he felt that type of encroachment, I'm pretty sure he would feel it. And then he would kind of go, hey, wait a minute. And so I think he's seeing it little mm-hmm. by little. You know, and so what I'll just say is that, look, he's definitely a little bit more pragmatic. Look, there's going to be some issues that from time to time. And I always tell people, remind them that, you and I talk about this. Look, man, you know, elections, you know, have consequences. And so people, you know, look, on both sides of the aisle, if there's something you don't like, you got to get your base out and vote, and you got to get them out to vote. And the ones who are definitely the most interested are the ones that are probably going to end up winning, you know. And so, look, on Danny's part, look, it was not my cup of tea. Look, obviously, he feels strongly about it and so forth. What I'll, on the other side of that, though, I definitely want to give as another East Side, as a throw to the East Side folks, who, you know, have said that sometimes we don't talk about the East Side enough. And what I'll just tell you is my hat's off to Danny on a particular issue that came up with the Echo stuff when it came to the island.
Alexander Island.
Alexander Island for the city to Barry. And
look, I would have loved to have seen some ECHO funds go towards that. And because of a unfortunate process that they started to recognize was flawed, right? And then trying to be more stringent with how the monies are used.
Except for motocross.
Yeah, well, I'm not, that's not my cup of tea either. But hey, look at whatever it is, what you know they're doing up there. So, and I'll give kudos to Danny for at least trying to find ways, being active. It's not his area, but he was at least trying to find ways. Okay, how do we go about this? And then do we need to change the process when they realize that there's a problem there? Because I'm telling you right now, that type of project you see with Alexander Allen won't be the only one that comes before the the council. And if they don't change their process, you're gonna start using funds for other things. And what else? And look, Pat Norley said it best. Are you kidding me? Like, this is the E and ECHO. Mm-hmm. This is what the funds were designed for, and now we're like, we can't figure out a way to make it work to help City of DeBary out with this project over here. And what City of DeBary wants to do is, I mean, they want to get like UF in there,
yeah,
to go ahead and do like water quality studies, all kinds of stuff.
Meeting, and I was just like crying for Mayor Shaze because yeah. they and Carmen was. I'm saying, yeah. I was with DeBary as a sister
yeah.
city.
Yeah,
here's the thing: the things that some people choose to back over yeah. others is just crazy yeah. to me. It's crazy to me. Listen, I'm going to tell you what's going on.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what's going on, yeah. psychologically speaking. Okay? We have a bunch of boys that don't have dirt to play in. That's what
God.
It is.
Oh, God.
That's what it is. These are frustrated boys. They don't have dirt to play in.
I don't know.
And they're sick of big boys behaving like little boys. And so what they're going to do is they have regressed back to their little boy, and they think that if they have dirt to play in, it's going to fix everything. But I'm going to take exception to using $10 million of my money to do that. Yeah. Go to NASCAR. Ask NASCAR for the money.
Yeah.
Ask NASCAR to back it. Here's the thing. We're supposed to be speed, right? We're supposed to be all of this. But, you know, here's the thing. When we talk about investing any more dollars,
yeah.
it's like pulling teeth trying to get anything cultural
yeah.
approved. Like you have a particular councilman up there that has to... Anything that doesn't have to do with the devil, oh my God, I can't even say it. I'm so fucking frustrated. Anything that does not have to do with the development that he's behind,
yeah.
he nixes. It's like he always questions shit that other people are doing for the good.
Yeah.
Anything that comes for, I watch. Anything that comes through for some certain type of development, okay? He's like...
Folks, the shenanigans that get played.
He's like... I watched it unfold
yeah.
at the last meeting that I was at. And I just sat there and I just went.
I will tell. Can I tell you that
listen,
I was.
No. Listen. This is me. Not shocked. Not surprised.
Yeah.
I watched it. I watched the whole thing. And I'm just like, fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
Fuck him. Well. Right now, he's a dick.
God.
I am so honored. I'd like to thank the Academy.
There is your this. You remember Chitwood had the they got the recording of the fucking man.
Yeah, so she's got one too.
Yeah, she's got one too now.
Oh, thank you so much.
Listen.
You know what's going on.
There, you know, and I do.
Look at me.
Can I tell you that?
No.
I do.
Up your glasses for a minute.
Take yeah.
up your,
No. Yeah.
You know what's
going on. No, yeah. I know. And so what I'll tell you is that I was just having this conversation not too long ago with somebody else. I mean, literally, probably.
Wait, is it somebody I know?
Yeah, about a half hour ago.
Oh. Is that who I think it is?
More than likely, yeah. yes. So, okay. And I was just sitting there kind of going, the pettiness mm-hmm. that comes from certain individuals
mm-hmm.
that I see,
mm-hmm.
I'll just say that live in our city,
mm-hmm.
And even just, I see just in general, as I take a further back approach
mm-hmm.
around the county,
mm-hmm.
I just see a lot of pettiness sometimes, and I just kind of wonder, you know, I'm not going to get preachy. I'll just remember that everybody's time comes due.
Yep.
And the pettiness will be, and the pettiness is definitely one of those things that gets put in a book. And also how we take care of one another. And I don't necessarily mean, and once again, I'm not going to go down a philosophical path. if you're Republican, you take a Republican route on that, and then Democrat, take a Democrat route, and then hopefully we can meet somewhere in the middle on that. But I just take a look at these things, and I just like the issue on development. I know that a lot of that's controlled through the cities, and I know there's less than 2% left in the county, which is why I called you and told you about that stuff. Like, hey, you may want to be interested in getting on board with this stuff, all right? Because there's a lot of money being allocated toward this stuff.
Yep.
That said, it's funny because every time I'm in Lake County, these conversations come up on development, and let me tell you something, and they're excited but also worried at the same time, because they know that their county is growing very fast, especially in the South End. And what I mean by excitement is, yes, it's a certain level of growth and moving forward, and I guess what's being termed as progress. But I will tell you also very quietly, I'm hearing from a lot of different, commissioners on all levels, city and county, who are thinking about what are the long-term ramifications on our county.
And our infrastructure.
Yeah.
Listen, that's the most pressing thing. What I've been looking at as far as infrastructure, I was there with the stormwater discussion where I talked about that. And I'm going to tell you something. I sat there for 8 hours that day.
Yeah.
Okay. I sat there for 8 hours that day and I watched, and this came up about stormwater. I read all 514 pages of the report that they did.
Okay.
I looked at it. I'm looking. I make my own opinions. I talked to a couple of people about it. Right. Mm-hmm. And I listened. And I listened as the people came up and spoke. Mm-hmm. I listened as the presentation was done. And I got up there. And they're talking about, and they passed $1 more, right, for stormwater. Okay.
Yep.
It was $6.50. I think they went $8 actually.
Okay.
Okay. So with that being said, I went up there and I said, it is amazing to me that of all the blame that is placed in this 514-page report between the county manager, the county attorney, deputy county manager, deputy county attorney, and the chair and six others sitting up there, not a one of them talked about developer responsibility.
So
not a one.
Can I tell
not
you, a peep. So I will say this, that it is really let me back up. We are at a point now in Florida. Someone argued, but we've been there for several years already. But I'm going to use just now, moving forward. I don't want to get stuck in the past, but moving forward, what I will tell you is we had better start doing more towards holding developers accountable on what we want from them. Let me tell you, and the reason why. Folks, they want to make money. They know Florida is where it's at. I'm not saying to throw the red tape book at everybody, but you need to start holding these folks more accountable. And I would also say for local governments, shame on you and everybody, for not properly planning out and budgeting, and I'm going to go back to this, on how you do your millage rates. I'm all for cutting taxes. I will tell you this all the time. And look, if it means giving rebates because we got a surplus, and so be it, whatever. Or maybe, I don't know. However you want to do it, it's fine. It's up to you. But I also know, too, that when we decide that we're not going to increase the millage, or maybe, now forget about increasing the millage. If, let's just say your baseline is now, let's just say it's 7. And you leave it there for several years. They start going crazy.
Yeah.
Well, maybe there should be a reduction. And I'm not saying you shouldn't look at it. But the problem is this, if you're not careful and you go roll back too far, then what's going to happen is you're going to tie the hands of a future council or commission with having to do an increase that goes from, let's say, 6 to now 8 or 9. Because they're going, oh my God. And folks, let me tell everybody this. I'm not saying that government has this inherent thing of just growth, and I get all that. And as a Republican, I want to constantly keep government in check. But don't act as if government is not susceptible to the same problems that happen in the private market when it comes to rising costs of products and goods and rising costs of labor. Who's going to pay for that at some point in time? And I've advocated, if your baseline is, let's say, 5 on the mill, right? Then leave it at five. And as it grows, we'll have more money and then actively do something about putting it towards infrastructure instead of spending money on a bunch of needless nonsense, because it's all going to come due if we don't. Folks, stop figuring out a way. Now, I will give the legislature props for this, and Senate President Pasadena and Paul Renner, they what they passed on allocating, you don't want to agree, but allocating dedicated funding resources for the next however many years towards water projects, stormwater, all kinds of stuff, right? And also $100 million a year for the Wildlife Corridor Act alone, all right? So now there's a fund there. Go after it. Go take advantage of it. And also be good stewards of your money back home. And understand this, that if you allow a developer too many breaks, you're then going to have to come back to your constituents and help pay for some of that. Because I'm telling you right now, the road trips and everything else, that's all the impact is going to happen on your area locally, whether it be the environment or just people's quality of life, it's a real thing.
Listen,
and Florida's at 23 million people already. What are you going to do when we're at 30 million?
You know what? You know what pisses me off more than fucking anything?
Yeah.
Let me tell you my number one fucking complaint, okay? Number fucking one. How many people will the state of Florida hold? Let's go back. Let's dig down. Mm. How many people would the city of Deltona hold?
Well,
what
you,
is the infrastructure?
You told me that the
70,000 people.
Yeah.
70,000 people is what Deltona was built to hold.
Yeah.
Max stuffed, ooh, bag stuffed, yeah. Popping. 70,000 people. We are now almost at 100,000 people without a way to pay for the fucking infrastructure.
Yeah.
Okay? And the problem is this, is that we were set up as a bedroom community.
Yeah.
We don't have a great tax. I'm just not going to revisit this right now. Hold on a minute. I need to come back to Jesus. Hold on.
Yeah. Well, don't talk about just Deltona. I would just say comment. Just
here's
in general
the thing.
About
how do you plan unless you know what the plan is? How do you understand where you set your limits at? How do you understand how you do your strategic planning? How do you understand what your millage rate should continue to be? How do you understand what infrastructure you need unless you understand the most basic data set? How many people will your district slash city hold slash county hold? How many people? You don't know that. You can't tell me how you're set up for service, how you're prepared for public safety.
Yeah.
You can't tell me. Nobody can tell me. I've asked everybody. Not everybody, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
They can't tell me how many people are supposed to be here.
Well, the reality is this, is what's going to end up happening is, okay, so the more you build out, what's going to happen? I'm just going to talk public safety for
we're
a moment.
We're going to be drinking each other's shit.
Well,
is what we're going to be
well,
doing.
Well, no. So yes, let's go public safety, right? So you sit there and you build out, you build out, you build out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's going to happen at some point in time? If you're on your own police department, you have to pay for more law enforcement. Paying for more law enforcement means you're going to have salaries.
Oh, no, you don't, because people go and scream because you're fucking taxing.
Well, because the idea is we got to maintain a certain response time, right? And that's one aspect of it. Hey, I'm going to give you something else, just on along the same lines. Mm-hmm. Miami-Dade. Miami-Dade built out so much.
Mm-hmm.
So much. They have massive water intrusion problems.
Yep.
Folks, how much do you think that's going to cost to fix? You're now working against Mother Nature. And shame on us as human beings and men to think we can control Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, it's all going to come due at some point in time. And if you forget about climate change and you just go with weather, if you just want to say weather patterns are changing, folks, weather patterns are changing. People can argue that, okay, that's been probably the cycle for a very long time. Okay, it's the point, though, is that you're building in areas that weren't meant to be built out as much as they're built out, and you're creating problems, not just because now we're having to spend billions of dollars now on trying to figure out how to protect the Everglades,
how to deal with
Miami-Dade.
Because Florida has treated itself like a free whore. Sorry.
And then we talk desalination plants. Okay, I got no problem with that, but desalination plants cost millions and millions of dollars.
Who's going to pay for it?
And then you're
going to
pay for all the connects.
So here's the problem. The residents aren't the one that keeps allowing the doors to be open. We have people in places that are supposed to be stewards and be taking care. This is what we pay, and this is why we have elected officials to do the best job. But what they have done, they've been, our leaders are basically crack whores, because here's what's happened. They let anybody and everybody in that's going to pay. Listen, they need crack. They want money. Crack whore. A young dude, come here. Boop, boop, boop. Well, whoever. Doesn't matter. They came in, and this is what they did. They didn't make them pay. They just wanted that next hit. Yeah. They wanted the next fucking vote. They wanted the next seat up. They didn't give a shit. Developer, all that money. And now we have a state fucking capital that is wide open to developers. Listen, the laws that are written, the limitations on impact fees, I could go down the list of how friendly it is, how lubricated it is up there for developers. But when we bring up stuff, oh no, can't law Bert Harris Act, we're going to get sued, we're going to get sued. Thank you, Ormond Beach, for standing up and saying, fuck you, bring it.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see how that all plays out.
I can't wait. I'm a big supporter. I'll stand. I'll chain my ass to a tree too. Yeah. I don't care.
I'll say this. I know we gotta start wrapping up. I want to tell you also kudos to you all this week for picking Doc Daugherty.
Yep.
And I hope everything gets worked out well for his contract. I'm gonna put this publicly too. Mm-hmm. Stop with the nonsense about $175,000. You people are foolish.
Yeah.
Anyways, my point is that thank you all for holding firm on this nonsense I was going around about, like, oh, maybe we can like bring the other candidates up. No, you had your top five. Mm-hmm. Three fell off. I don't know why.
Because the Lord works in mysterious ways. Wow.
I don't know why those three people dropped off all of a sudden.
Yeah. But here we are,
mm-hmm. and thank God.
Welcome him, because here's the thing. When you wish for a leader's demise, you are wishing for your own failure.
That's 100%.
Blindly stupid. 100%. You need to get behind him. Just get off the
pot. We need to get behind Doc 100% and give him the latitude, everybody, residents, commissioners, everybody, give him the latitude what he needs to do to help identify the problems in Deltona and fix them. But I will also say this. You guys also did identify some stuff this week as well, too, which is this notion of developers and what you guys want to do. There was quite a few comments were being made up there about what we need to do moving forward to kind of push back on developers.
I did, because of that last thing, you know, the bad thing that happened. Yeah. We're not talking about that anymore because, like, I set up on the dais that day. This is done. This is where we are moving forward. This is what we need to look out for. I beat that horse to death. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it was pretty funny because that attorney wasn't even allowed to talk at the last hearing. It was good, though. Mm. You know, and I said this was never personal. This was about my constituency getting screwed, and I was going to be loud about it. Yeah. So if that frustrates you, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, those in my generation, right? I'm 49 years old. Those in my generation sat there and was like, oh, my God, you know, the boomers, you know, really kind of screwed us up. They went crazy with all this stuff, and now we're having to deal with it. And I'm just telling you right now, folks, if we're not careful, our kids are going to have to deal with this. They're going to have to pick up the pieces of the mess, and they're going to struggle even more than we are trying to figure out how to deal with this mess because we did a free-for-all, and all we thought about was ourselves.
Listen, we're going to end right there because we have not really a shortish show today, but I'm going to do my thing. You're going to do my thing. But hear the smoking truth. We have taken a vow for consistency, and we will put a show together. We are both scrambling at the end of our busy lives. We are going to be rolling out, though. However, we're in election season, and starting in June, we will be probably the second week of May, we're going to be bringing on your candidates. We are going to be talking about some controversial issues. We're going to be bringing on some controversial souls to let them duke it out between themselves. Mm-hmm. And I'm really hoping that the Smoking Truth will be able to host a candidate debate between the three county chairs. I think that everybody is on board with that to do that. So that will be very interesting. We do it right here at Mike and Mike Productions. We'll squeeze me in the middle somehow. I'll sit like this in the big studio. whatever. But we're going to make it happen because it's really, really important. And just remember this, that if it's important to you,
it's important to us.
Peace.
Take care.
Bye. This has been The Smoking Truth with Dana McCool and Eric Raimondo. Listen for new episodes every Tuesday at 8 a.m. This has been a Mike and Mike production.